This is KUOW's The Record. Welcome to it. I'm Bill Radke. This week, thousands of people are going to wait in line for hours outside Key Arena. They're not there to see a show or a game. They're there to get free medical, dental, and vision care. It is a giant free clinic that serves more than 4,000 people every year. The director of Seattle Center Productions, John Murner, says the patient's stories show why this pop-up clinic is needed.
They range from like a family in Spokane who saw this on the news, and they all piled in their van, drove over the mountains, and waited all night to get in line so the whole family could see the dentist. I had an experience last year where I heard a commotion at the front door, and I went, and there was a developmentally disabled gentleman who was trying to get in, but he couldn't quite understand the process and wasn't following it right. But he had a wound on his leg that was so extreme that they had kicked him out of the homeless shelter because they didn't know if he was safe. And we were able to get him in the clinic and take care of that wound and get him some medical documentation, what it was, so he could get back into the homeless shelter. And then we were able to get him a pair of shoes and socks. And he went away just as pleased as could be. And there was this moment where, was he going to get handcuffed or was he going to get in and get help? And we have social workers on site that step in and help people navigate this process, because it can be daunting, one, to wait in line for a very long time, and it can be challenging. So that's one example of a story.
So help me picture this enormous, crowded, basically pop-up clinic.
If you've been in the Key Arena before, you've seen the basketball floor, for instance. On the basketball floor, there's going to be 120 dental operatories doing a whole range of work with hundreds and hundreds of dental professionals down there just helping one person after another. All of the luxury suites, which many of us never get access to, are converted to exam rooms for doctors. And we've got women's health and foot care and wound care and HIV testing and a whole range of medical opportunities, including acupuncture and chiropractic in all of those suites. And then down in a lower area where we have better light control, we've got a whole vision lab where people can get full exams, get eye medical exams, get prescriptions, and then they choose a pair of frames, and we make them a pair of glasses and put them in the mail to them.
A listener might be thinking, wait a minute, don't we have Medicaid and we have indigent care clinics? Why is what you're doing necessary?
You know, no matter how you slice it, there are going to be people who fall through the cracks. We get a lot of people who come to this clinic, and we get a lot of information about our patients that they volunteer at registration. And we learn that many, many, if not like more than half of our patients have medical insurance, but they can't afford the copay or the deductible, or the minute that their doctor says, okay, I'm going to send you to the lab for these tests, they go home because they can't afford those tests and they're not covered. And so as much as there is a community in this area, in this state, trying to help people, there are thousands and thousands of people falling between the cracks. And an event like this that has a lot of visibility brings them out of those cracks, and they come down here and they get some help.
Is that part of why Seattle Center, Key Arena, a basketball floor works? Is it more than just space but also visibility?
The thing about Seattle Center is that we know how to produce a large-scale event. We also we know how to make that event visible. That is our business. And so we've been able to partner with the medical community in Seattle to say, if Seattle Center takes care of everything, we're going to do the supply purchasing, we're going to do the volunteer outreach and the patient outreach, we're going to handle all of the legalities of this, including some of the malpractice insurance, all you have to do is walk in the door and do the art that you do in helping people. And so Seattle Center, as an event place, can create visibility and can create an organizational structure that they can just walk into and work. There was a dentist last year who said, you can't do more good in less time than in this place. And that's a situation we want to put these medical people in.
How can we make it so a clinic like this is unnecessary?
You know, that is our goal, to make this unnecessary. So last year, after the clinic, we did a task force that took a real look at who were the patients, why were they here, what were their needs, and to make recommendations. And now we've hired a PR firm to work with the clinic, with Seattle King County Public Health, to identify those issues that we need to solve as a community to make this unnecessary and communicate them more broadly to the citizenry so we can go about solving these problems more permanently.
And is there anything that gives you hope that we're getting there?
You know, the fact that the medical, dental, and vision community comes together for this event gives me a lot of hope. It says to me that there are thousands of people in this profession who want to help, and it has drawn so much attention because of its sheer scale that it has caused a conversation within King County, within the state of Washington, within the city of Seattle. And now, because of the clinic, all of those people are talking to each other. And so, yeah, that it does give me hope. It doesn't mean that it's not a big problem and it's not a big task, but it does give me hope that there are people working on it.
It's a huge task in money and time and people and traffic and just the enormity of it. Why is it so important for you personally to put this on every year?
The thing is, if you're down here at the clinic and you see these people who will wait all night in line, and you see that they're in pain, and you see that they have infection, and you see that they have no way to take care of that problem that they can find, it motivates you to go, okay, let's do this. And it's funny, my son said to me after last year's clinic, right after the clinic, we're pretty exhausted. There are four very, very long days. And he said, so are you going to do this again? And I said, I don't know, Sam. You know, this is really hard. And he said, so you're not going to do it because you're tired? And it was a really enlightening thing for me to say, there's no reason those of us who can shouldn't do this and continue to do it.
And John Murner is still doing it. He's director of production at Seattle Center, and he is, again, heading up the team that sets up the Seattle King County Clinic that opens on Thursday morning and goes through Sunday at Key Arena at Seattle Center. We're tweeting out a link with more information right now, so join us on Twitter at KUOW.